Spotlight.
Hello and welcome to Spotlight. I'm your host, Rajesh Lake. Today we are focusing on a national campaign that touches every household, every street and every citizen. Swachhta Pakhwada. This fortnight of cleanliness is not just about brooms and dustbins. It is about dignity, health, environment and a new civic culture for India. To help us understand the vision, the challenges and the way forward, we are joined by a very special guest, Shri Akshay Raut, former Director General of the Swachh Bharat Mission, Government of India. A warm welcome, Akshayji.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear what the Prime Minister has to say about the Swachh Bharat Mission.
क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ को सुधारने का एक अहम फैक्टर शहरों में साफ सफाई की व्यवस्था भी है स्वच्छ भारत अभियान सिर्फ टॉयलेट्स के निर्माण तक सीमित नहीं है इस अभियान में वेस्ट मैनेजमेंट पर भी बहुत अधिक फोकस किया जा रहा है हमारे शहरों में बड़े बड़े कचरे के पहाड़ बहुत बड़ी समस्या बन गए अब ऐसे कूड़े के पहाड़ों को हटाने के लिए भी मिशन मोड पर काम चल रहा है और हम कचरे से कंचन यानी वेस्ट टू वेल्थ के मंत्र पर काम कर रहे हैं
So, Swachh Bharat Mission was launched with a very emotional and powerful appeal to people's conscience, Akshayji. From your vantage point as former DG, how do you see Swachhta Pakhwada fitting into that larger vision?
Well, I think to begin with, after the freedom struggle of India in 1947 and much before that, I have not come across a people's movement which is that expansive and that powerful and that much touching everyone's heart and mind, like the Swachh Bharat Mission movement, which was led, ignited and led by the Prime Minister in 2014. I still remember on the 15th August 2014, a Prime Minister walks up the ramparts of the Red Fort and tells about the need for swachhata, the need for toilets. Perhaps the international observers and intellectuals would have pondered this new Prime Minister will be talking about nuclear policy, global relationship or GDP, but okay, someone is talking about toilet cleanliness. But this idea, which was spread by the Prime Minister from the ramparts of the Red Fort on the Independence Day, resonated with people across the hinterland, particularly the women, those who are marginalized, those who are facing the problem of having to go out in darkness to do their minimum essential sanitation needs. So that was the time. Now it has been 10 years since then, and the rest is history. But even today, the Prime Minister doesn't spare one occasion to remind people about the need for swachhata. Just to quote him in one of his many quotes, he has said that this task of Swachh Bharat Mission has to carry on, and I quote, generation after generation with alertness, continually, without being tired or stopping. So after 10 years of, in fact, it is 12 years by this time, this movement has not subsided. In the first phase, it was mostly about dealing with the curse of open defecation. With India, during the Swachh Bharat Mission period, had 120 million toilets constructed, both access and usage. 600 million people were defecating in the open, and they have now using these new toilets which have come during the Swachh Bharat Mission. And presently, in this phase, there is a concerted effort to make our cities cleaner, deal with the waste. Liquid and solid waste management is the big and complex task that Swachh Bharat Mission is trying to handle. But coming back to your question, how Swachhta Pakhwada fitted into this? There has been an attempt for many ways to deal with the complex issue of sanitation. Because unlike hunger, pain, the need to rest, sanitation or cleanliness is not a congenital habit. It has to be learned as a culture. It has to be promoted in homes, in the schools, in the society, and by all the stakeholders, whoever are connected with this in the country. So Swachhta Pakhwada is one of the earliest instruments. There were others as well, like Swachhta Action Plan, Swachh Iconic Places, which was around tourism and cultural centers, Swachhta Action Plan, which was earmarking a budget by the every ministry for the cause of cleanliness.
How effectively do you think state governments and local bodies have integrated the Swachh Pakhwada into their own planning rather than treating it as a union government ritual?
I think it has percolated down quite a bit, because each federal ministry or central ministry, its catchment area, whether it's department or the PSUs, autonomous organizations, for example, Ministry of INB, I understand that perhaps the Swachhta Pakhwada is commencing in that this ministry now. It has all the big media units, so many autonomous organizations. And it has also its footprint, as you said, in states and local bodies. It has connections administratively, organizationally. It has connections with the states and local bodies. So when a ministry is observing a Swachhta Pakhwada, it doesn't remain only in the corridors of that ministry, that building in Delhi. It moves into its catchment areas. The same happens for Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Ministry of Railways, Ministry of Civil Aviation. So you will find the resonance of this Swachhta Pakhwada, the vitis of the Swachhta Pakhwada, relating to the lowest units of work in that ministry or department.
Okay.
So it has been very effectively working. It's a reminder to people that Swachhata is everyone's business. And when government, the Prime Minister laid in launching this Swachh Bharat mission and money was allocated, so there was also an idea that let us lead by example. It is not only just telling people and society. Of course, it's a people's movement. People have to finally do it. But the government, because it introduced the mission, there was an understanding that let us lead by example. Let us do ourselves what we are telling people to do. Ministry and departments must devote their own energy and resources for at least 15 days in a month to do Swachhata.
Okay. Based on what you just mentioned, that Swachhata is everyone's business, how can we then better involve the resident welfare associations, market associations, religious institutions and civil society groups in Swachhata Pakhwada so that it becomes community-owned rather than government-owned?
Absolutely right. Because as we started speaking at the beginning of this conversation, we mentioned that this is one of the people's movements that one has seen after something like a freedom struggle or independence movement. Of course, the enthusiasm of the phase one, or the spirit of phase one, when I say phase one, 2014 to 2019, needs to be reignited a bit. And as you rightly said, all the stakeholders must have continuous involvement. But let me assure you, the understanding, all these institutions that you mentioned, they all have been inculcated into this culture. Because one of the reasons is that because the political leadership was behind. As we say, there are four P's who have been behind, which are behind the success of this Swachh Bharat mission: political leadership, which is reflected in the leadership given by the Prime Minister, public funding, never in the country's history, cleanliness, sanitation, got so much money in the budget that has been given in the phase one and phase two both.
Understood. Then what you just said, based on that, I come up with my next question about how do we ensure that Swachhta Pakhwada is inclusive, addressing the needs of women, persons with disabilities and marginalized communities, rather than being a one-size-fits-all campaign?
Do you know that one of the secrets of success of SBM or Swachh Bharat Mission or the Swachhata movement is that women have led it from the front. There is, if you go across to the villages, in fact, there was one movie, Toilet Ek Prem Katha. If you have seen it, you'll find that how in the past, the Lota parties, you know, these women going out to the open together, how that has been converted completely, behaviorally. They themselves led it, and they abandoned the process of going out to the open, because once the toilets came at home, or they persuaded themselves to have toilets at home, then they started using it as well. So it was seen as a problem of security, dignity, and health issue of women. Women are very strongly related. Now, in the second phase, I am seeing, like I have come across youth movements like India Swachhata League, in which youth organizations have been associated in cleaning up like sea beaches, river areas, mountains where people many times go for their holidays, and even tourist places. You know, in this such iconic place, which I recall, important places of faith and pilgrimage, many in the country were picked up to bring them to the next level of cleanliness, which could be of global standard, so that people who go there, and in fact, Prime Minister has many times mentioned about the pilgrimage to Amarnath or Kedarnath, how people who go there should not only go and reflect their faith, but also make sure that they keep this place clean and the whole experience is one cleanliness.
Okay.
We have moved from open defecation free India, and that is called ODF, which was achieved in 2019 in a record time of 5 years. The next one is to have our cities clean. In that, I think the youth, and you just mentioned the RWH, it's very disappointing many times that the RWH, many of which have house, they're not slums. They house middle income or upper middle income people. And the basic thing that they have to do with their waste is segregation. Segregation to at least organic and inorganic waste or dry and wet waste. Even that's not happening in the RWS. So as you rightly said, there is very much a need to involve them, give them some responsibility. In fact, there is a talk about charging, making some small charges on them because they have capacity to pay to lift their waste and to segregate that. Otherwise, what we are seeing is that there is a massive, you know, waste mountains on the borders of many cities. In the past, there have been legacy waste sites which are being dismantled. They are being now neutralized with a lot of efforts.
The conversation on cleanliness is increasingly linked to environment, climate change and circular economy. And you also mentioned about this a while back. How can a Swachhta Pakhwada be aligned more strongly with these broader environmental goals?
In fact, Swachhta Pakhwada is maybe a small effort, but it is a significant effort in the sense that the government ministries are leading this. And one is not looking at very long-term effect out of the works that commences during the Pakhwada. But it's a matter of leadership. It's a matter of indicating to the whole chain of organizations that this is important. And as you rightly said, we are now moving from simple waste management, which is still not fully achieved, to net zero goals, climate resilience, to the carbon neutralization. All these things, heat prevention in cities, these are much higher goals. In fact, you and I, all of us are concerned about the pollution in cities, for example. It has a relationship with waste management also, and it has a relationship with overall environment and overall cleanliness as well. So cities which are being seen as growth centers for India's economy, and the urbanization is moving irreversibly, and we would soon have 50% of India's population as urban dwellers. So in that segment, we need to have waste properly managed. But the fact is, in a demography like India, 1.5 billion population with about 40% coming to urban centers, we really need to have a systematic urban management in which waste handling, which is, as you rightly said, linked to environment and climate and overall heating systems.
Akshayji, one very important comment that keeps coming is, I'm just one person. What difference can I make? So what simple practical actions would you urge people to start during the next Swachhta Pakhwada?
Well, the intolerance towards dirt. Like, this country could promote intolerance, positive intolerance towards open defecation, and that the success of toilet access and toilet usage. Similarly, in our vicinity, each one of us, around me, within the few meters, within my RWA, within the lane in front of me, lane back side of me, my school, my office, my room, I must make sure that I lead by example and I must keep it cleaner. It is not someone else like was to come and clean. Like Mahatma Gandhi said, unless we pick up the broom and start cleaning, nothing will be clean. So, and I'm very happy that there is something called, you must have heard, beside the Swachhta Pakhwada, there is Swachhta Hi Seva, which typically starts from September 15th and it terminates on Swachh Bharat Divas, which is Gandhi Divas as well, on October 2. In that period, all the population in crores and crores come out and pick up the broom, pick up the cleaning equipment and start cleaning up parks, public areas.
On that note, Swachhta Pakhwada may last only 15 days, but its real success lies in what we continue to do on the 16th day and beyond. Akshay Rawji, thank you for those valuable insights and for reminding us that Swachhta is not an occasional activity, but a daily discipline. Thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.